Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
30 minutes.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Zobrist drives one in the air, deep right field. It's got a chance. Gone.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, only one game, one home game remains before the Calder Cup playoffs. Your Chicago Wolves are battling for the division title. They host Charlotte this Saturday at 7. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Literally, I've just been stunned at how much opposition we can get for something that is so good for the city and something that is so good for our fans. The even today as we go to open the plaza, there's all sorts of new restrictions and regulations. Everybody is looking to try to slow us down.
That's Tom Ricketts. He was on with Mully and Hanley this morning talking about the opposition his team faced doing the Wrigley renovations. You can catch that entire interview at 670thescore.com. Tonight is the home opener for the Cubs as they raise the banner on the 2016 championship season. They have the Dodgers in town. John Lester gets the start. He opposes Alex Wood. Pregame starts at 5, first pitch at 7:05. The White Sox have the day off. They open a series in Cleveland tomorrow. Right now in baseball, the Yankees, they lead Tampa 2-0 in the seventh as Boston 1-0 on Detroit in the fourth inning. In hockey, Blackhawks open the playoffs on Thursday at home against the Predators. NBA, the Bulls host Orlando tonight. They can clinch a postseason appearance with a win and a Miami loss. Game tips at 7. Also in the NBA, the Heat, they host Cleveland at 6:30. Indiana travels to Philly. Milwaukee takes on Charlotte. NFL, the Bears waived defensive back Tracy Porter. This scoreboard update is sponsored by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. Pull off the perfect Easter celebration with Sam's Club. Start with smoked bone-in spiral ham at $1.98 a pound. Dress for the occasion with Easter dresses for under $16 or a classic diamond cross pendant for under $200. Find these savings online or at Sam's Club near you. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5 when the Cubs take on the Dodgers on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Matt. This hour is brought to you by Minute Mart. Live life in the go.
He's the MVP of the league. That's all you need to say.
Chris Bryant.
Bryant with two outs. High fly ball out in the deep right. That ball is good. Cubs win.
Third baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
This ball is going to make the upper deck his third home run of the game.
Reigning National League MVP.
A year ago, he was the unanimous winner for Rookie of the Year. This year, Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant was almost unanimous for the National League MVP award.
World Series champion.
This is going to be a tough play. Bryant!
talking Cubs all season long.
He's got the express deal, right?
Not right now. It was a one-year deal.
Ladies and gentlemen, someone get Gap on the phone.
Express or Gap or Echo or
Echo. Echo. Yeah. Cavaricci brought to you by Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Accurate.
Yeah, this is going to be our weekly installment right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Welcome back to 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. We are live out and about at Houndstooth Saloon, 3369 North Clark Street, brought to you by Miller Lite. Yeah, you could do better than that. Chris Bryant is about to join us. Chris Bryant joining us here on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run In Pizza. Home Run In Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. George Strowski and Barry Rosner in for Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. Have you figured out that that Express deal yet? Since Express is no longer with you, the last time we talked to you, we were looking for a clothier for you. Have you figured this out yet? This is important stuff.
Nope. Still a free agent.
So you're not going to go with Echo, as you hinted last time you were on with us.
No, it didn't work out.
Yeah, you get your ring today. Can you tell us what it looks like? Can you give us a hint? And how geeked are you at getting the jewelry finally?
Well, I saw some earlier pictures of it, but I'm not 100% sure as to the final product. But yeah, I'm super excited to get it. I mean, waiting, since November 2nd to finally get it. I mean, I think we're all excited to finally see it.
Hey, Chris, with a team that has so many young players that have achieved so much so fast in their careers, oftentimes you'll see players get satisfied. As you look around the room and include yourself in this question, are you surprised by how hungry guys are this early in the season?
No, absolutely not. I mean, we're ball players. I mean, it's nice what we did last year, but this year is a completely different year, and we're going to build off of last year. But there's no need to, sit back and say that we finally won one, and now you can just go out there and put on cruise control. It's definitely not like that here. I mean, we want to do it all over again, and we have some new faces here that want to experience it too, and experience what it's like winning in this city. And we got to see it last year, and it was the time of our lives. So I think just wanting to do that again is, the only motivation that we need.
I know you guys are focused on 2017, but you have to think back to the last time you played a game at Wrigley on a night like tonight, game five, and I was lucky enough to be there. That building was silent until you stepped up to the plate in the fourth and hit that home run. And then all of a sudden there was this confidence among the fans, and I'm sure it was among you guys. Did you guys know, even though you were going against a very tough team, getting Schwarber back in the lineup as a DH, did you guys know, with how the pitching lined up, that you guys were going to win it?
Yeah, no, it's hard to, put yourself in that situation and to kind of just expect to win it, but we certainly knew that we had a chance given the fact that, we're starting to see their pitching, twice and a third time around, and you're kind of figuring out what they like to do. And, we certainly had the confidence going forward. And I think I said last year that we'd won three games in a row, something like 17 or 18 times throughout the year. So, and that's obviously what we did. And, there was no lack of confidence on our side, but it was just a matter of just keep chipping away. And it was nice to, get that win here and kind of get the crowd back into it. And, heading into Cleveland, I think we felt really comfortable with where we were at.
Cubs lineup is out for tonight. Schwarber batting first, Chris Bryant batting second, Anthony Rizzo, Ben Zobrist cleaning up, Addison Russell 5, Contreras 6, Hayward 7th, Baez 8th, and the pitcher is John Lester. You got Kyle Schwarber batting in front of you at the leadoff position. How has that changed from last year, where you had, you had Rizzo in front of you sometimes, of course, Dexter at the leadoff spot? How is that? I know it's only a week sample size, but how are pitchers going at him and you differently with that 1-2 punch?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I have, the only person I have to compare it to is Dexter in last year. And, honestly, going into the year, I didn't know how it would look, just being in an on-deck circle and seeing Kyle instead of Dexter. But to me, it's
a lot of the same stuff. Kyle works the count like nobody else. I mean, he's seen a ton of pitches, which gives the guys behind him a chance to kind of see what the pitcher has. And, you know, he's not just up there trying to hit a homer on the first pitch. He has an approach. And I think early on in the year, everybody's seeing that, you know, this plan that Joe had of hitting Kyle first is working. And, you know, he's a great ball player and all that, but I think what really makes him great as a leadoff hitter is just the presence, you know, stepping up to the box and seeing, you know, a big masher, you know, to lead off the game. You know, it kind of puts a little bit of fear in the other pitcher's eyes, and that's a great way to start the game.
Chris, you guys are home for the first time since the World Series last year. What's it feel like walking in there? Are you aware of the hysteria outside? Are you caught up in all of this celebration that never seems to end, or are you guys just going to go play a game tonight?
No, I think, you know, we're fortunate enough to have, you know, the fans that are out there, you know, 5-6 hours before the game. And it's not just because we won. I mean, I saw it a lot of times last year in the middle of June and July. I mean, people just love to be around, you know, Wrigley, and especially with the new additions and the applause out there. I mean, I drove past it last night and I was completely amazed. I mean, it looks like just a unbelievable place to experience, you know, a baseball game. And, you know, my dad, you know, just came into town and he's there at the field before I am. So he's just as much a fan as everybody else out there right now. So for me, it's really exciting and, you know, just makes us want to go out there and perform even better.
I love your dad, by the way, for what he said about LeVar Ball, but that's something different. How much time
Mr. Bryant had had LeVar Ball thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a few weeks ago.
Well, I was off last week.
Many people appreciated it.
Yeah, we need to get him on the show sometime soon.
With Lester going again for the second time, obviously, last year was a good thing with lefties going against the Dodgers. How much time have you guys spent on a defensive game plan when Lester's on the bump with Contreras?
Honestly, not too much. I mean, we have our, you know, Jonesy, our infield and third base coach, you know, goes over kind of where we're going to be positioned for each batter. But, yeah, not too much in terms of, you know, just because he's on the mound or he's a lefty or whatever. I mean, it's kind of just the same game plan for each and every guy out there, each pitcher we run out there. So just as long as we're out there providing them with the best defense we can give, I mean, I feel pretty confident in our pitchers and, you know, our chances to win the game.
You know, we were joking about it when we talked to you in spring training, how you're genuinely a nice guy. And we actually talked a little bit about it in our Masters conversation last hour about, you know, having those guys, those cut-your-heart-out guys, those jerks on a team that every team needs. And when I look at this roster, I'm sure there are guys that, you know, walk around and you guys like, that guy's a jerk some days. But is it necessary for there to be a jerk or a guy who, you know, makes things uncomfortable in a clubhouse on a team every once in a while, or can you have 25 nice guys with a common goal?
Well, you know, I think we do have 25 nice guys and then 25 jerks at the same time. I think we all rag on each other in our own ways and, you know, talk trash to one another. But, you know, I think that's something that's great about our sport is that, you know, I think everybody around the league is just a great guy. I mean, anytime I get to first and start talking to the other team's first baseman or anybody on the other team, I mean, I'm just blown away by how nice some of these guys are. So I think that's important too. I mean, it's, you know, it's great to be a good ball player and all that, but at the end of the day, I mean, if you're treating people, you know, the right way, I think everything comes back to you. So that's just always how I live my life. And I truly believe it.
Chris, you ever wake up in the middle of the night and find yourself having just had a nightmare that you slipped on that last play and the ball sailed all the way to Toledo or something like that? Do you think about it? Do you dream about it? Does it make you sweat now?
No. I tell you what, I sleep great. I don't wake up throughout the night at all. I mean things you know, worked out exactly the way you wanted to, and but no nightmares on my side, thankfully.
It'll be weird looking down first baseline and third baseline tonight, not seeing those bullpens.
Yeah.
Does it make life easier for you? Is really not that big of a deal. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I've yet to see exactly what it looks like. I'll probably go out there after, you know, we're done talking here and just to check what it looks like. But I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think to the last 2 years and how many, you know, plays I've had in that area as a third baseman, and nothing comes to my mind. But I guess as a left fielder, especially with Kyle being out there, you don't have to worry about the mound and tripping over the mound and, you know, hurting yourself on that. So that, I guess that's a good thing. And but yeah, I think our pitchers might like it. I mean, I don't really know, but I'm gonna go check it out.
Was there something that St. Louis was doing pitching-wise that Milwaukee wasn't doing outside of being better at pitching? Or was it a timing issue for you? Was it like, what was the difference in the last two series in terms of you getting your stroke?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking back to the last 2 years and kind of how each team pitches me. And the Cardinals, man, they're a great team. I mean, they find a way, they find an approach, and they stick to it. And, you know, more importantly, they execute it. I mean, I take pride in kind of you know, hitting the mistake pitches, but it kind of felt like, you know, the first series and stuff like that, your nerves are there, and you're trying way too hard to kind of just get off to a good start. And I think it's kind of important when you're feeling that way to find a way to calm yourself down. But no, the Cardinals pitched me great, and I stunk. So I'm happy to learn from it, and I can't wait to play them again.
Jason Hayward should have went 5 for 5. A great catch by Keon Broxton. Yeah. The work that he's put in, you guys saw it. And you guys saw it last year. Obviously, he didn't get the results he wanted. Do you just write last year off as a fluke, or do you put it on the fact that, you know, this guy is actually more of a professional than anybody even talked about or mentioned during the time that he was signed?
Yeah, I mean, of course you want the results, but you kind of look at last year and just how much he learned from that. And he's always been, you know, one of the hardest workers in the room. And, you know, just to see what he's done the off season, even in last year and now into this year. And he's just, you know, the results are finally coming. And, you know, it was just a matter of a time to me. I mean, he's an unbelievable ball player, unbelievable athlete. And, you know, I think he's going to have a breakout year this year. And, you know, I can't wait to see where we are at the end of the year.
You guys have a logjam in the outfield and some great players in the minor leagues as well, looking to make it to the next level. Did Joe talk to you at any point in time and say, you know, Chris, I think you're going to be slotted in at third base just about every single day because we have too many guys we're trying to work in?
Yeah, there was a point in spring training where, you know, we had talked and he said I'd probably be playing mostly third this year, but honestly, you never know. It just depends on the game and kind of who's been used. And, you know, there's so much things that go into a game where, you know, I got to be ready for anything. So I've always told him I'm ready for it. So he doesn't have to worry about, you know, giving me any heads up in terms of where I'm playing. I just love being at the field. And if it's at third base, then I can't wait to play there. But, no, he told me mostly third base this year.
You were quoted a couple of times this offseason about the pace of play stuff and the inaction in baseball. During the first week, those rules have always been there. They just haven't been enforced. Do you sense that umpires and players and pitchers are more aware, or is it business as usual this first week?
No, I mean, to me, it feels the same. You know, I guess one game in Milwaukee, I was told to keep my foot in the box, but I don't know how much that's going to speed up the game. But I mean, I guess if you're more conscious of it, then, you know, the game's going to be played quicker. But to me, I've always said it's the experience of going to the game, especially, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, with the Plaza outside Wrigley now and people getting here at 1 o'clock, I mean, they're here for the whole experience of just coming to a baseball game and watching, you know, us play the game we love. So, you know, I just enjoy all the aspects of it. And if, you know, we're here all through the night, then I'm going to enjoy it as best as I can.
How will the banner be raised before we let you go?
I don't know. I haven't heard much about it. So I'm excited to see it. I'm excited for the fans to see it and kind of relive the excitement of last year and relive these next few days, and then focus on the rest of the 2017 season. So it should be a fun couple of days here.
Chris, we look forward to talking to you every other week when we're not talking to Jake Arrieta. Stay healthy, have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week, man.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Awesome. Thank you,
guys. Chris Bryant right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show.
And the The Chicago baseball game day schedule is presented by Taco Bell. The Cubs take on the Dodgers, and the White Sox play no one. They're off, but they'll play Cleveland tomorrow. That's today's and tomorrow's Chicago baseball schedule, brought to you by Taco Bell. Have you guys heard about the new loaded taco burrito? It's got all the crunchy awesomeness of a taco wrapped up inside a burrito, plus double the seasoned beef. Just $1.49 at Taco Bell.
He's Barry Rosner. I'm next to George Strowski. I'm Jason Goff. They're in for Dan Bernstein. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show. We're live out here at Houndstooth Saloon, 3369 North Clark Street, courtesy of Miller Lite. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about 1060 and how it's affecting the everyday fan and some things that you'll see for the first time. As you mentioned, the bullpens in different location. We'll have to get used to some things, so we'll talk about that next right here on 670 The Score.
Champion Cubs manager Joe Maddon talks with the Spiegel and Parkin Show tomorrow at noon on The Score.
Is it a reality that this year is going to always be looked at through the prism of last year's accomplishments?
By a lot of people, it will, as long as we don't. That's why I talked about being uncomfortable. That's why I'm talking about growth.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Brought to you by State Farm, here to help life go right. And by Sam Adams, pursue better.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Sergio Garcia is your Masters champion. The 37-year-old finally gets that monkey off his back, winning the green jacket in a sudden-death playoff over Justin Rose and winning it in the most Sergio way possible. Because Sergio Garcia did not just win a golf tournament, he won it, he lost it. He rallied back to win it again, he melted down, and then he finally locked it up with a clutch 12-footer to give him that elusive first major championship. And as calm as he says he was, and as different now, somewhere in the back of his mind he had to be thinking, if I don't get it right now, it's just not going to happen. 75 majors in, 37 years old, it doesn't matter how many tournaments he's won, how much money he's made, or the jet-setting life he's lived, the best are measured by majors. This guy had to have it.
Monday on CBS is getting brighter with two broke girls.
Sometimes the universe just gives you a gift.
Caroline and Max.
I'll go get you the wine list.
Don't get excited. That's just a list of everything Caroline's whined about in the last year.
Two girls.
We'll be together way past when we should be.
That's just how we roll.
Two broke.
We don't have grooming money. I'm still cutting my hair with a sword.
And too funny.
Two scrappy girls with so little you can't help but love them. I hate them already.
Two broke girls. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This week in 1966, had the first black major league umpire. This week in 1969, had the first major league baseball game played outside of the U.S. The U.S. boycotted the Summer Olympics in Moscow. This week in 1980. This week in 1984, Pete Rose became the first National League baseball player to get 4,000 hits in a career. Hockey great Mario Lemieux played his last NHL regular game this week in 1997. And that same week in 97, baseball honored Jackie Robinson by retiring number 42 for all teams.
And you're... Hey, Scoreheads, Chris Tannehill here. You know, who doesn't like hearing some good news? Maybe your boss sprung for lunch today, or even better, maybe you came up on some tickets for tonight's game on the North Side. Now that would be some good news. And for my friends at Chevrolet, the good news keeps rolling in. What does good news mean to Chevrolet, you might be wondering? Well, for starters, they're the most awarded car company 3 years in a row, and now they're the fastest growing retail brand, and it doesn't stop there. Oh no, Chevy has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand 4 years in a row. J.D. Power and Associates Choice for Large SUV, why it's the Chevy Tahoe. J.D. Power's choice for large heavy-duty pickup, it's the Silverado HD. And even Consumer Reports now lists Chevy Cruze as top pick for compact car, and the Chevy Impala the top pick for large sedan. That's a lot of high-ranking vehicles there. Chevy is absolutely on a roll, and you're going to want to check them out. There's never been a better time to sign and drive, so stop by your local Chevy dealer today, or click and drive at Chevy.com.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
We are
Frisco.
Libra, this is not the time to procrastinate. Something may come up later in the week that needs your attention. Scorpio, misunderstandings are easy to come by this week. Carefully choose your words. Sagittarius, an old problem presents itself in your new life. Capricorn, this is a great week to plan a vacation. Some heat and adventure can do you well. Aquarius, make yourself as clear as you can and that special someone will notice. And Pisces, make yourself indispensable at work. You need to stockpile those bonus points. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life. We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Any other company were to open a bookstore in 2017, you would say, you are really behind the times. Catch up with the 21st century. But Amazon opens a brick-and-mortar bookstore, and we all say, well, this must be innovative. What's their game plan? So, Carol, what is their game plan?
This is their fifth store, the first one they've opened outside a mall. And what I really think it could be a lot about is interaction with the customer. You know, when you write to an email address or when you're sending things that are more impersonal than personal, what is it the best thing to do is to see people in person. Watch them moving through a store. Watch how they touch a Kindle. Watch how they touch a Kindle Fire. And also see what books they're gravitating towards.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780, 105.9 FM, and on CBSChicago.com.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
Want to see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We've got a half of the fourth floor of the new building for baseball operations, and that we were very involved in the design of, and basically designed it to resemble one big man cave for us to come do our work every day. It looks like a sports bar in there. So I'm really looking forward to unveiling that.
That was Theo Epstein on earlier today, president of baseball operations for your Chicago Cubs. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Joe Ostrowski and Barry Rosner are in for Dan Bernstein. We're live out here at Houndstooth Saloon, 3369 North Clark Street, right down the way from the ballpark, courtesy of Miller Lite. And yeah, the front office got themselves some new digs. There's a plaza. I mean, there's a new feeling in and around Wrigley Field because of the 1060 project. And, of course, with that restoration and with that beautification of the property, you're going to have some people that are going to be priced out. Now, you and I talked about this last night on The Final Word on Fox, Barry and Joe. This happens when your team gets good and then wins. Before they even have to pay for people, they got to pay for other things. And I think Tom Ricketts did a terrific job this morning on the Mully and Hanley show of detailing, you know, the secondary market and what happens. And when you do buy those tickets from the secondary market, that doesn't go into Wrigley Field. That doesn't go into Chris Bryant or you know, Anthony Rizzo's future salary. It doesn't go into the CBA. It doesn't go into the TV rights deals. So the money that they are accruing, that they have to keep this thing, not afloat, but to keep it world class, there are going to be some people that are priced out of this thing. It's just economics in today's sporting world.
Yeah, I think, I think the everyman, as we like to call him, got priced out a long time ago. I mean, I don't know an average person making an average salary that can go to more than one game a year. A lot of people cannot go to even one game a year.
I was gonna say, it's a yearly event. You got to find the one that you can go to.
On the other side of town, very affordable tickets and very good deals. Over here, look, it's
they got a couple of family days,
we live in a capitalist society. It's a free market society. These are the prices the market will bear. They raised prices after winning the World Series. You hear anybody complain about it?
No. Nope.
Did one person complain about it?
No.
I didn't hear a single person say, "I can't believe these."
SOBs.
So-and-so's. I was thinking of another one.
Yeah, Barry almost went Bob Saget on us just now.
I can't believe they raised our ticket prices.
Those Sergio Garcias raised the ticket prices on us. No, I can dig it. And Joe, you have a family. Barry, you have a family. I'm just starting mine. And to think about what it's going to cost.
I wouldn't dream of it. I wouldn't dream of spending $200-$300 to take my family of four to a baseball game. Wouldn't even think of it.
We'll talk about it on the other side of the update.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, only one home game remains before the Calder Cup playoffs, and your Chicago Wolves are battling for the division title. They host Charlotte this Saturday at 7. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
We're going to have rescheduled farmers markets. We're going to have little movies on the park. We're going to have stuff for kids. We're going to have ice rinks. We're going to do things that make Wrigley valuable for the days that otherwise it would be just a nerd. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Now, they do a farmer's market on ice. That's something we're talking about. It's Tom Ricketts. I'm with Mully and Hanley. The new events at the plaza there outside of Wrigley Field. You can catch that entire interview at 670thescore.com. Tonight is the home opener for the Cubs as they raise the banner on the 2016 championship season. They have the Dodgers in town. John Lester gets the start. He opposes Alex Wood. Pregame at 5, first pitch at 7:05. The White Sox have the Dow off today, and they're opening a series in Cleveland tomorrow. Right now in baseball, the Yankees, they lead Tampa 3-1 in the 8th. Boston 1-0 on Detroit in the 6th. In hockey, the Blackhawks open the playoffs on Thursday at home against the Predators. NBA, the Bulls host Orlando tonight. They can clinch a postseason appearance with a win and a Miami loss. Game tips at 7. Also in the NBA, the Heat, they host Cleveland at 6:30. Indiana travels to Philly. Milwaukee takes on Charlotte. And in the NFL, the Bears, they waived defensive back Tracy Porter, who was very valuable to the team last year. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Now, Hum X by Verizon has a Wi-Fi hotspot, so everyone in your car can stream, watch, and play on up to 10 select devices. Hum by Verizon, data usage applies, coverage limited. Visit VZM.com for availability. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5 when the Cubs take on the Dodgers on 670 The Score at Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Matt. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. We are live here at Houndstooth Saloon. We got the Craftsman Mobile Studio on deck as well. Head to Sears for April Pro Days, up to 25% off all Craftsman Pro mowers and free delivery. Joe Ostrowski, Barry Reisner, in for Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. Talk a little bit about the 1060 project and the beautification and the restoration, not only of Wrigley Field, but the areas around it. Got the new plaza. I haven't been over there yet to see it. So the last time I was over there was like the playoffs. Now that I think about it. So I haven't seen the way the traffic is flowing differently. I haven't seen what the upgrade is going to look like.
Well, there's still a lot of construction, so traffic's still a problem. Mm-hmm. But it's beautiful. It's all beautiful.
And the way they talked about it in the paper the day that the beer garden was announced, we thought it was going to be 6,500 drunks spilling out into the streets, more so than usual, and actually being able to congregate actually outside. But yeah, there hasn't been a lot of, you know, the little guy being priced out like you mentioned, because Cubs won a damn World Series, and the Cubs are going to charge you an arm and a leg because they have the product to do so. And there are people right now, we're talking about the secondary market, guy said he got tickets for $9 a piece, which, you know, God bless you if you found somebody to get you $9 a piece tickets on the Cubs home opener. But it's a pretty penny these days to go to any sporting event, especially when you're coming off a championship run.
There are still day games that you can go to, and I understand everything's it's going to be the hottest ticket, especially once you get to the summer. But I took a look at those secondary markets. You can get in on Friday afternoon for $15, so it's not too crazy. And it made me laugh the other day. The Cubs sent me an email because in late 2011, after they got Theo and all this excitement around the Cubs, just for the heck of it, I put my name on the ticket list because I wanted to see how long it was. And it was 120,000 deep.
Yeah, my buddy did that as well. My buddy Mike B, who lives in Tampa, said by the time he moves back in 20 years, he'll probably be at the head of the line.
Well, so I don't think so.
Yeah, that's 20 years is a little short. You're going over?
He's going to have to live a long time, get anywhere near the top 100.
Well, here's the email. All right, Mike B. Here's the email I got from the Cubs. It was
challenge.
Just, I want to update you on where you are in line.
Okay.
And it was 32,122. Last year, it was 33,000. So nobody's giving up tickets. If there is any way, you ask somebody whatever you have to do, because you can make some big-time money on the other markets.
Yeah, if your buddy Mike lives to be 120, he's got himself a chance to get seasons.
Nobody's giving up tickets the next decade.
And old people.
There were people who gave them up after the first year or two of Theo because the plan was a scam. Yeah. The plan wasn't going to work. They don't know what they're doing.
We know
they need
you're talking
to,
about.
See, well, I know. I mean, I know multiple people.
The Sun Times, correct?
Right.
You're talking about the Sun Times.
And people who gave up their tickets.
He saved the tweets.
Hub. Oh, I have. Didn't Hub give up his?
I believe
his
so.
Tickets, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
The real problem here. I mean, this is really a vessel to talk about what the real problem is. Old people aren't dying like they used to. That's the problem. You know, old people are living a lot
longer.
So
you're against this plan of old people living longer.
So you know.
What do you have against?
You see way
you're
too many.
An idiot. Why do you hate old people?
Because they can't drive and they're taking up my oxygen. You see way too many 90-year-olds. Thank you. My two guys out here, Savage Life, guys that are actually you know, attesting to that life. It's okay. We can ride out, the three of us. There's way too many old people walking around these days. And all these old people are either ushers or have season tickets to the Cubs games. And that's why my man is only 1,000, you know, spots different from the last time he checked. Now, if it was like the olden days where you caught a cold and you croaked, then he'd be, you know, around 13,000.
I remember when you were a tolerant person. As you get older,
oh, yeah,
as you age, and it's
no
happening fast.
I got very little time for anybody, including myself. You know, this last week was a great week for me because I didn't have to hear myself talk.
You move quick through a crowd now, you know. Used to be the guy stopping.
I say what's up to everybody.
Now it's like right to the door. And now you're like Bernstein now. Right out the door and on the train. See ya.
Never, ever.
Thanks for coming. Bye.
Never would I be like Bernstein.
Is the internet working?
I'm not short. I'm handsome. And I like people, and people like me back.
Where's the call screener?
312-644-6767.
I don't have the reach.
It's the phone
number. Hanny.
Such a bad guy. This is what he does.
Where the reach?
See? This is what he does. 312-644-6767 is the phone.
I didn't get a file.
Let's go out.
I need printouts.
Albany
Where's
Park.
The file?
Jim is on the score. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Jim.
I just wanted to let Barry know that I think, especially compared to the Blackhawks, the Cubs are still a tremendous value. I'm a Blackhawks season ticket holder. I had them since the first year they won the Cup, and mine have gone up three times what I paid for them. And you can't get a seat for the Hawks for less than standing room. You can probably get $75.
I'm just impressed that you can afford season tickets to did you say both places? You have them both places?
Wow. Every year that they raise my prices, I sell more tickets. So, that you know, I used to go the first year they won the cup, I was there every single game and every playoff game. And, of course, I'm sitting at home when they won the cup. But, you know, it kept going up, and rightfully so. You're paying for the product on the field. But eventually it got to the point where now I go to about 25 games and the rest I have to sell.
Well, we appreciate your call, Jim, and we appreciate your investing in the sports economy of this city. Thank you so much.
Good to be, it's good to be him.
Yeah, he's got season tickets all over the place. He's a privileged young man.
Well, you can go in with four or five people, and you have your draft, especially with baseball, you get so many games. Like, okay, I'll get 20, yeah. You split them up.
Is that how you do it? Is there a draft?
Yeah, yeah.
Not one guy in charge who decides what everybody gets?
Yeah, but then he starts to not like one dude, and he gives them all the Brewers right. and Reds games, that kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, the Cardinals and White Sox
right.
games.
You get the Brewers on a Tuesday night in April and if when you can't it's make 25
it,
degrees.
Right, if you can't make it, that's your game. You know, that's why you can't trust people. See, another thing. Old people and untrustworthy people. Way too many of them
you
in this country.
Like, you used to like people.
I do like people.
So that's not what you said, Colonel.
I didn't say
that. I can have it read back to you.
I did not say that I didn't like old people. I love old people. They're just living too long. If you look at the numbers these days, old people are a drain on this society economically. They're living way longer than we used to. Like, you remember Nana
Croak? See a lot of nodding heads. Yeah. A lot of people want old people to just die.
No,
yeah.
It's not.
Go away.
No,
they want their money.
It's not. Right.
It's time.
Right. That's true, Joe.
Wow. Universal support for Jay Goff here in the bar.
Hey.
Everybody wants old people to die and go away. Let's hear you.
There it is. That's the way to bring in Cubs home opening day right there. No, it's not about them wanting to die. It's the fact that
your demographic is going to skew younger. I'm sure of that.
Well, I'm just happy to have these kind of faces on my side for once.
If you had any 85-year-olds listening, you don't anymore.
See, but that's the thing.
They're not spending money. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we don't need them. I mean, like, they're kind of just, you know, they're the extra.
They
you know
buy I mean? Diapers, they buy medicine.
You know what old people are?
Oh, yeah, they buy wheat bread and sorts of peanut butter that no one else would possibly ever buy.
Old people
very
are...
Very large quantities, even though they don't like it anymore.
Have you ever bought a 20-piece McNugget?
No.
Okay. Old people are...
No, I have not done that.
Old people are... If you get a 20-piece McNugget and you get, like, a really nice... drive-through person where they give you like six or seven sauces. Old people are the sixth or the seventh sauce where you're like, I've only got two nuggets left, but I got extra sauce. So it's cool to have them around, but you really don't need them.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Your mind's eye just opened up just now, didn't it, Barry Rosner?
I'm thinking you've been working with Bernstein for the better
it's
part of
nothing...
like 3 months, and you're starting to sound a lot like him.
No.
Yeah.
Because mine is rationalized, and actually there's numbers behind mine. Where
always numbers
behind
the
data. Let's check the data.
Well, usually it's Joe
found
Sheehan.
It on FanGraphs.
Yeah, I was about to say, Joe Sheehan didn't email me these numbers, so I don't, you know, and it's not Stonecutter who's propping my segment
you got,
up here.
You got some...
Shout out to Stonecutter for being Bernstein's ghostwriter.
You got some metrics to back that up?
I do. I look at Social Security. I mean, look at these things.
Is this provable?
Yes.
Because I'm
not joking about the old people.
Do not bring it unless it's provable.
I am not joking about the scourge that old people have become on our economy.
Do extra sauces get you closer to a championship?
That's the next segment. 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
The Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule presented by Presence Health. The Chicago Cubs take on the Dodgers tomorrow. The White Sox will take on the Indians because they are off today. That's today's Chicago baseball schedule brought to you by Presence Health. Stuffy nose, fever, it could be allergies or the flu. At Presence Health, you can schedule same-day appointments so you get quick results. Make an appointment today at presencehealth.org/findadoc.
He's Joe Ostrowski. I'm sitting next to Barry Rosner. They're in for Dan Bernstein. We are live out here at the Houndstooth Saloon. Miller Lite is flowing. We're talking about old people and Cubs home opening day right here on 670 The Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Ricketts joins us.
Literally, I've just been stunned at how much opposition we can get for something that is so good for the city. To the day I die, I won't be able to understand why it was so hard for us to put our own money into saving the single best place in the whole city.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's Hanley here. Put on your best bow tie and don't forget your favorite derby hat because the Illinois Derby is back. Join in all the action. Saturday, April 22nd at beautiful Hawthorne Racecourse, they're going to host Chicago's richest traditional dirt track thoroughbred race, plus live music, gate giveaways, and trackside barbecue, and much, much more. Tickets are on sale right now for the party box, patio seats, and all-you-can-eat dining room buffets. Tickets are going to sell out. Get ready to place your bets at the 59th running of the Illinois Derby presented by ExpressBet. Saturday, April 22nd. For tickets and details, the action starts at HawthorneRacecourse.com.
Attention golfers, do you want to play more golf and spend less money this year? Then it's time to get a Chicagoland Golf Club membership. A Chicagoland Golf Club membership allows you to enjoy a wide variety of great courses across Chicagoland for roughly half price. You'll enjoy 7-day advance booking, no booking fees, and predictable green fee discounts each and every day for the entire golf season. Memberships start at $99 and are limited. The Chicagoland Golf Club. Swing easy. For membership information or to sign up for a free trial membership, visit ChicagolandGolfClub.com. The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day and I was like, oh my God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
TuneIn app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
There are new clubs going in, and we did increase ticket prices. But that's after, up until 2016, we left them flat for 5 years. So, basically, so like, you know, there's trade-offs. There are a lot of reasons to be optimistic. We were the youngest team in the history of the World Series. We're the youngest team in baseball now. On paper, we're likely to be the best team in baseball this year. If we stay healthy and execute and focus, I think we're going to have a really, really just a fabulous summer.
That's Tom Ricketts, who joined the Mullin Hanley Show this morning right here on 670 The Score. This is the Bernstein and Golf Show. Joe Ostrowski and Barry Rosner are filling in for Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Golf. You're listening to 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. We are out courtesy of Miller Lite at Houndstooth Saloon, 3369 North Clark Street. Come on over. You know, you could brave the rain. It's not even that bad either. You know, it's a little misty every once in a while. Yeah, so come on over. Have yourself a Miller Lite or seven, and then walk on over to the... Actually, the pregame show will be here as well. Lawrence Holmes will be here on the pregame show, the extra special pregame show. And then Mark Grody will take over at around 6 o'clock or so. So we're looking forward to hanging out with those guys for a little bit as well. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. As Tom Ricketts just mentioned in that soundbite, again, another incredibly young team because the guy's only got a year old. You still got the young dudes who are healthy. And you look at not just this roster, but you look at the National League, and it's hard to say that they're not the best team again in the National League. Now we're going to see the Dodgers, who, you know, if you got Clayton Kershaw, you've got that pitching staff, you got Urias, and you've got those young players, you know, Andrew Toles out of nowhere last year during the playoffs, and of course Corey Seager gets another year under his belt. You got two of the best teams squaring off in the home opening weekend. The home opening week for the Cubs. This should be a fun 3 days or so.
As long as Clayton Kershaw stays healthy, unlike last year, he is a threat at all times to the Cubs. They're probably one of their biggest challenges, but there's a lot of teams. The Giants off to a very slow start, but they're still in the conversation at that point. Also, you can look at the Washington Nationals if everything works out with their bullpen. But the big issue with the Dodgers, really the only concern right now, because the Cubs have a couple of lefties in the rotation, is can they hit left-handed pitching? And do the additions of Logan Forsythe, who has a history of hitting left-handed pitching, same thing with Franklin Gutierrez, when they're going against lefties, can they prove it to other teams so they're not stacking lefties much as they possibly can?
Not so far they can't.
Tyler Anderson yesterday, but that was Coors Field, and it's with Tyler Anderson, so I don't... John Lester will be an interesting test tonight. And Barry, you were asking earlier. The total is now down to 8 after opening at 9.5.
Is the wind going to shift in the next 2 hours? What time is it? Wind going to shift in the next 4 hours?
You figure it's John Lester, and well, you mentioned just now, a team that doesn't hit lefties well.
I don't care if it's blowing out 35 the way it was when I was there. I was in the ballpark at about noon, and it was blowing a gale, as it were, so to speak.
I'm sure Glenn was very happy.
Take the Cubs, then.
I knew someone was going to do it. I just didn't think it'd be you, Jay.
Why not? Dude, you should see the text zone. 670-11. There are so many angry people as if I just, you know, murdered their nana.
Well, you hate old people.
I do not hate
old
people.
You hope to get old. You do hate old people.
I love
you said you want them all to die.
Baby, no,
six
I did
feet
not.
Under.
I did not say I want old people to die.
You said you want old people to die.
Listen, I said that they live
too
long.
You said they're a scourge on society.
They're a scourge on the economic situation in this society.
You've had enough.
Now, that doesn't mean that I don't love
them. Now you're a capitalist all of a sudden.
Nah, that doesn't mean
see,
I
you
don't
haven't
love them. I've got old people in my family.
Long.
Kidding me? All four of my grandparents.
Used to be half a communist. Now you're all free market and that, and we want to get rid of old people because they're killing our health care and
listen,
we can't get
all
medication.
All four of my grandparents passed away from cancer. I miss them all, but guess what? It's probably time for them to go.
Wow!
This is... What's going on? It's opening day in Wrigley. Everybody's walking around with a smile. Nothing wrong in anybody's world.
Everybody on the tech zone is acting like I'm just talking about their old people. No, I'm talking about my old people,
too.
So
you wanted your grandparents to die, too.
Hey, it was cool. I mean, you can only have so much.
It was cool?
You can only have so much hard candy and loose change in your life.
I never thought I'd say this, but I miss Bernstein.
You don't miss the plastic on the couch?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
You fall asleep on the couch.
With butterscotch.
Spatula to get you off the couch because of the plastic on it. Like, come on, man. Let's stop acting like it's not what it is. And old people are allowed to be some of the worst human beings in this society. They get away with everything. They get their closer parking spaces. They can be jerks whenever they want.
So apparently can be young dads. By the way,
these people are so angry. Like, I'm talking, like, if you're driving around with your grandparent right now and they're not laughing, that's on them. That's not on me.
That's on them?
That's on them.
You're the one wishing them dead.
I did not wish them dead. I said that they're living longer than, you know, our society can take. That's all I said. It's a fact.
You're wishing them dead.
I'm not wishing
the
them
Chicago
dead.
The Chicago baseball game day schedule is presented by Mattress Firm. The Cubs take on the Dodgers, and the White Sox play nobody today. They'll play Cleveland tomorrow. That's today's Chicago baseball schedule brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's the final days of Mattress Firm's once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get savings of a lifetime, like up to 70% off Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and more, only at Mattress Firm.
And if anybody knows my story and how I feel about older women, you know better than that. Like, I love
yeah,
older
but
women.
By older women, you're not talking about, like, 85 and 90-year-olds.
No, that's right.
Them you prefer dead.
That's right.
I understand.
No, I'm not preferring them dead. I don't prefer anyone. Well, I don't prefer them dead. There's some people who
said
can
you
go,
don't need them.
Yeah.
So you're saying,
no, I didn't say I don't need
get off
them.
This earth
it's very simple
right
what I said.
You
and
said
you two
they
guys,
should just go die is what you said.
You're doing your, you know, your weekend thing where you've jumped on. You've jumped on, you know, guys before, and this is like your tag team, and you're doing it
what?
On me right now.
Joe, did you hear him say he hates old people and wishes they would all just die?
I heard that.
Already?
He said they were a chicken nugget sauce.
I mean, you people out here were cheering for him when he said it.
That's my two guys right there.
They all want old people dead.
Hey, man. Sometimes you got to live your truth, and those are the only two in the building that want to do so. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We'll talk to Len Casper at the top of the hour right here on 670 The Score.
Hey, everybody, it's Pat Hughes.
And Ron Coomer. And right now, you're listening to Bernstein and Golf.
They're covering the Cubs and all of Chicago's teams. Afternoons from 1 to 6.
Only on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them. They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? It is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it. That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your home and auto insurance.
State Farm can do that? That means I can do anything on radio. Like consume the rare and often poisonous pufferfish.
Uh-oh. I can't feel my face.
Please, ma'am.
What happened to my tongue?
All I'm saying is State Farm helps life go right by helping combine your home and auto because they can.
I'm fine. Just a little paralysis.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Climate Guard Windows, made in Chicago. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. No gimmicks, no promos. Call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
Monday on CBS is getting brighter with two broke girls.
Sometimes the universe just gives you a gift.
Caroline and Max.
I'll go get you the wine list.
Don't get excited. That's just a list of everything Caroline's whined about in the last year.
Two girls.
We'll be together way past when we should be.
That's just how we roll.
Two broke.
We don't have grooming money. I'm still cutting my hair with a sword.
And two funny.
Two scrappy girls with so little you can't help but love them.
I hate them already.
Two broke girls. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The Home Loan Expert is a mortgage bank. That gives us a huge advantage over the brokers because we underwrite our own conventional and FHA loans. What does that mean for you? Lower rates and faster turn times. Although we now have that big bank lending platform, our customer-first approach hasn't changed from when I first started knocking on doors signing up loans. In fact, we'll still come to your home or office if you can't come to us. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling